Check out 4thandflex.com, where you can find our YouTube channel, become a subscriber, and you could win free prizes such as signed jerseys and anything in between. That's 4thandflex.com. Follow us on YouTube. Subscribe to your boys. Enjoy the show. Starts and sits, baby. Week 9. Let's get it.
Are you ready?
We are back. Welcome back to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Bandy. That's Trey. And the time is now. Buddy, what is going on?
Man, not much. Just another week of fantasy football, another starts and sits show for you. Talking about recent events, obviously the Titans game, Will Levis did not get the dub, but I'm still really excited to watch this guy play.
Yeah, you're not lying, buddy. I love his poise in the pocket, dude. This guy is not scared of anything, and it's showing. Will Levis, I'm excited to see what comes of that. And I think Mike Vrabel and the rest of the team are too.
Yeah, man, it just looks like it's a whole different team out there. There's some excitement in them. Mm-hmm. Like I said, even though they lost, it just looked like a totally different team out there.
Absolutely, buddy. Absolutely. We've got your starts and sits this week for week 9. Guys, if you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to hit the like button. We love and appreciate that. But before we get into those starts and sits, we got to get a quick word from our friends over at Manscaped.
Yes, sir. Merry Ballsmas from our friends over at Manscaped. The holidays are approaching, but what if I told you that these celebrations are starting early this year? It turns out the perfect gift does exist. And who else to bring it down your chimney than the leaders in below-the-waist grooming? Keep calm and let your balls jingle this season with Manscaped's brand new Performance Package 5.0 Ultra. Whoa. Featuring the new Lawnmower 5.0, watch all your wishes and mistletoe kisses come true. Look nice when you're going to be naughty by going to manscaped.com and using our promo code SUPERFLEX20. You're going to get 20% off and free shipping. Unwrap the gift of smoothness this season with Manscaped.
I love it, buddy. I love it. That new 5.0 looks amazing, buddy. It's good stuff over there. Guys, you heard Trey. Get you some of that 5.0 goodness by going to manscaped.com using promo code SUPERFLEX20. 20% off, free shipping. Why wouldn't you do it, Trey?
Ultra.
Absolutely, buddy. Manscaped. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But we are here and we are going to give you those starts and sits. We're going game by game, starting off with our Manscaped game of the week, Trey. We got the Dolphins at the Chiefs.
Yes, sir. Over under for this game is 50.5 points. Vegas have the Chiefs picked to win by 2. But I like the Dolphins to get the dub in Germany.
In Germany, my friend. It feels like the Chiefs, the way they played last week, I feel like the Chiefs are going to come back and go ham on them. Something that I think is worth mentioning, Tyreek playing against his old team is going to be fun. It's going to be fun. But I think, and it hurts me to do so, I'm taking the Chiefs in this game, buddy.
Oh, sad day, sad day.
You didn't see that one coming, did you?
No, sir, I did not.
Yes, sir. But let's get to some Dolphins starts. Like Trey said, 8:30 a.m. Set your lineups accordingly. Central Standard Time, by the way. Before we go, man, we forgot to mention the teams on bye. I always forget to mention them. But don't forget the 49ers, the Broncos, the Jaguars, and the Lions. Sorry, buddy. I saw the look of disapproval you gave me for that one. Wait, let's go ahead and jump to the Dolphins starts, though. I'm starting up Tua in this game. I think him versus Mahomes is going to be electric. Mostert, I like, at least for another week. I think A-Chain is on the way back, but I still like Mostert to start. He's at least gotten touchdowns in the games. I like Mostert a lot. Tyreek against his old team. You know Tyreek's going to go off, right? He knows what to look for, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, they've got a lot of the same stuff going on over there. So that's something. And I like Waddle as a start here, Trey.
Yeah, Tyreek, I think, is like 179 or so odd yards away from 1,000 yards. You think he busts that in this
game? Thought he didn't go over 1,000 already?
Maybe. I thought I saw that he was 180, but maybe he hit that this week. But regardless, it'd be awesome for him to hit 1,000 yards in this game.
Over them, yeah, for sure. For sure, buddy. But would you like the starts there?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, for sure. So let's go to the Chiefs starts here, man. I like starting Mahomes up. I think he's embarrassed. I think he's going to go off in this game. Hope so, because I got him in a league. So Pacheco I like as a start. Kelsey, start him up. I like starting Rashee Rice in this game, Trey. And I think MVS could be worth a flex in, like, deeper league formats. And I think McKinnon gets a touchdown. So if you want a touchdown, throw McKinnon in there.
Okay. I like it.
I thought you would. I know you love some McKinnon, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Dolphins, Chiefs. Guys, if you got any start and sit questions for your team, go ahead, throw them down in the comments, guys. But let's go ahead and get to the next game. We've got the Vikings at the Falcons.
Over-under for this game is 41.5 points. Vegas have the Falcons picked to win by one. And surprisingly enough, I'm taking the Falcons in this game.
Ooh, yeah. I mean, Vikings, who's going to be their quarterback now?
Jaren Hall.
Exactly, my friend. Exactly. I'm going to take the Falcons also. I mean, I think that the Vikings do have the weapons to do things. Jaren Hall might surprise us. Who knows? But I still think the Falcons take the dub, Trey.
No doubt. But jumping into my Vikings starts, at the top, Jaren Hall. I don't want to start Jaren Hall, but the way the buys are this week, I have to in a super flex league. Avoid him at all costs, but these guys just hogged all the quarterbacks. He was the only guy available, and I lost my depth with Justin Fields, so I got to go Jaren Hall, but, you know, try to pivot. Joshua Dobbs is the backup. He's not getting the start this week. I do think that Hall will be Dobbs will be the starter next week, I hope anyway, because I think this dude is well accurate and able to perform as a starter.
Hmm.
Alexander Mattison, I do think, is going to be a good start in this game. Obviously, with Kirk Cousins out, Alexander Mattison, I feel like, is going to get a little bit more work behind the ball. And Jordan Addison and KJ Osborne, I mean, it's scary, but I think you got to start both these guys as well as TJ Hawkinson.
Yeah. Mattinson, I agree with you. I think it's going to get more work, being that I feel like they may rely on the run game a little more. So that makes a lot of sense. But yeah, I like it.
But jumping to my Falcon starts, crazy. Both of these teams have new quarterbacks starting behind center, because Desmond Ridder has lost his job to my start of the week. Taylor Heinicke, baby. Ooh. Let's go.
Okay. I like it.
So I'm really excited to watch the Falcons and Taylor Heinicke show them what's up. Bijan Robinson, I know he's had a couple bad weeks. I think Taylor Heinicke brings that back to life. We get Bijan who we need. Drake London is out of this game. I don't really want to start any other wide receivers like Van Jefferson or Matt Collins, but I do think that's going to benefit Kyle Pitts and Jonnu Smith in this game.
Absolutely, yeah. I like it, my friend. I like it a lot. Good stuff. Yeah, Vikings, Falcons. I think that's going to be a better game than people think it's going to be. I'm excited, even though Jaren Hall isn't anybody we really know. I'm excited to see a new quarterback get out there and see how he works with those weapons that the Vikings have.
No doubt.
But let's go ahead and move it on to the next game, Trey. We've got the Bears at the Saints.
Over-under for this game is 41.5 points. Vegas has the Saints picked to win by 5.5. If Justin Fields out of this game, I'll take the Saints.
Yeah. I mean, Justin Fields, he did log a practice. He is doubtful on the depth chart, but he did log a practice on Friday. I'm not sure what exactly that's going to mean for the team, but, I think I got to go Saints here. The Saints have been kind of on a roll lately. Saints feel like the move, Trey.
No doubt.
Yes, sir. But let's go ahead and get to some Bears starts in this game. I like Roschon Johnson. I like him. He's first on the depth chart, so finally slid up there. Rookie first on the depth chart. I like it. I like start Roschon up. Start DJ Moore, but just kind of be aware that he may not be the DJ Moore few weeks ago that got like 50 plus points for you. You know, he's got a different quarterback throwing the ball to him, all that good stuff. I like Cole Kmet as a start with this rookie, somebody to check down to. Cole Kmet can be that guy. So I like Cole Kmet. And Deonta Foreman, I think you could continue to flex Deonta Foreman until his usage is completely out of there. You know what I mean?
I like it. I like it a lot.
And I'm sitting Badgett. I'm going to go ahead and sit Tyson Badgett. Tyson Badgett. Yeah.
Yes, sir. I like it.
Yeah, buddy. Let's go ahead and move to the Saints. Start Derek Carr. I think they could drive that car, my friend. Start Derek Carr. Alvin Kamara. I like him as a start as well. Chris Olave. And in full PPR, I like Michael Thomas as a start in this game, Trey. I think you could flex Rashid Shaheed. He has been having a couple of good games here and there, man. I like Rashid Shaheed to get some work in this game. And I'm sitting Jawan Johnson. I'm sitting Jamal Williams.
I like it. Yeah, Rashid Shaheed, man. He's like a top 24 wide receiver on the year. It comes from boom and bust games. You know, he either does nothing or he goes off. So it's just one of those things where, you know, you got to kind of take a risk and put him out there, but it could pay off immaculately.
Absolutely. With all the buys and stuff like that, you got to start the guy. He'd be one of those guys I wouldn't be super, super afraid to have to start. You know what I mean?
Right, exactly.
But let's see. We got a comment popping in. Highlight Studio says, yo, what's happening?
What up?
What's happening, Highlights? They got a question for us, Trey. Henderson or Singletary, full PPR?
Yeah, man. So I think both of these guys' floor is around the same, but I think Henderson has a much higher ceiling. So I think I would lean Daryl Henderson, even in full PPR.
I feel like Singletary is the move here. I know they're going against the Bucs, and that's scary against that run game, but he is the guy there. Damian Pierce is out. I'm going to go Singletary.
Okay.
Yeah, Bears, Saints, let's go ahead and move to the next game, Trey. We've got the Rams at the Packers.
Over under for this game is 42 points. Vegas have the Rams picked to win by 1.5. You know, as much as I like the Packers and I like rooting for the Packers this year, I'm taking the Rams to get the dub here.
Yeah, the Packers just are not seeming to be able to put it together, Trey. I mean, if they do, they can't put four full complete quarters together. It's always either one good quarter or maybe two if you're lucky. I got to go with the Rams. I just feel like they're a more complete team, Trey, like you said.
Definitely, definitely. But jumping into my Rams starts, Matthew Stafford is questionable with a thumb injury. I think he's going to be good to go. He did not log any practices this week, but he started multiple times without logging any practices. I think he's going to play. Obviously, just pay attention. It says it's going to be a game time decision, so have a pivot option if you can. Daryl Henderson, I think, is a decent start. But he will be splitting work with Royce Freeman, who in deeper leagues I would be willing to start this with the buys this week. Cooper Kupp, I know he's had a rough couple weeks. You got to start this dude up. You can't bench Cooper Kupp. If he goes off and you benched him, you're going to be very disappointed, especially because Puka Nacua is questionable. He's got swelling in his knee. He's been limited all week. He's also a game-time decision. If Puka Nacua is out of this game, you know Cooper Kupp's going off.
For sure, buddy. For sure. Yeah. Hate to see that with Puka, man. This guy is just been doing so great. Cooper Kupp's come back. He still managed to be, you know, something, relevant. Not nothing, relevant in that league. Yeah. You hate to see that with Puka, but I like it.
I would jump into my Packers starts. I'm starting up Jordan Love in Superflex leagues. Man, Aaron Jones, I have to start him this week. You know, it's scary. I know he's put up like 8 points in like 3 weeks in a row, but 8 points is better than no points. So, and the potential to score more is there. So I'm starting Aaron Jones up. However, I am not starting Christian Watson. Those 8 points just aren't enough for me.
Yeah. No, it sucks, man. It sucks, but I hear you.
Romeo Doubs, I think, is startable, and Luke Musgrave as well. I know he had a down week last week, but he's been very consistent this year. And Jaden Reed, I'm also sitting.
Yeah. Jaden Reed, the rookie, has had his moments of flash, but he's one of those guys that, you just never know when his time is going to come. But I like that. You think Romeo Doubs is a start and Christian Watson no go, huh?
Right.
Wow. Good stuff. Good stuff. Yeah. That's going to be a good game, buddy. I'm excited about the Rams and the Packers.
I think so.
But let's go to the next one, buddy. We've got the Commanders at the Patriots.
Over under for this game is 40.5 points. Vegas have the Patriots picked to win by one. I like the Commanders to get the dub here. You know, they've shown a little bit more exciting things on offense last week than we've seen previous this year. I hope they're finally getting it together, and I think they can get the dub.
Absolutely, buddy. I love what I've been seeing from the Commanders, man. Sam Howell is starting to be that guy. I think he might be him, if you know what I'm saying. It's actually interesting because I was reading something that said the Commanders were going to try to go after Bill Belichick to be their head coach next season. So it's kind of interesting that that comes out when these two are facing each other. Who knows, could be just some fuel to the fire to add. But I think it'd be interesting to see Belichick coach in the Commanders, don't you?
No doubt.
Exciting, exciting stuff. Oh, by the way, I'm taking the Commanders also in this match, just so you know. But let's get to some Commander starts. Like I said, Sam Howell has been awesome, so I'm starting him up. Terry McLaurin has been okay. He's been doing his thing, getting enough points to do his thing. Let's see. Jahan Dotson, I like, as a start this week. Curtis Samuel is out. I think Jahan Dotson is definitely going to be on the field more snap percentages, means more targets possibly coming his way. Give me some Jahan Dotson in my flex if I have to. And then I like Logan Thomas as a start, Trey.
Yeah, man, Logan Thomas, like, tight end 7 on the year, and nobody is talking about him. You know, he's just had a couple missed games and a couple down games, but when he's on, man. I like Logan Thomas a lot.
Absolutely, buddy. Absolutely. I like it. But yeah, let's go to some Patriots starts, man. I know Ramondre has been kind of a scary one, but I think I'm going to start Ramondre in this game. DeMarco Douglas, okay? Kendrick Bourne is out of there, man. He got hurt. He's out for the season. I think that the rookie DeMario Douglas is going to come in and there's nobody else to throw the ball to. This guy's got to get some work, Trey. So keep an eye on him. And also, I think keep an eye on Juju. I'm not saying start the guy. I'm saying keep an eye on Juju for the same reason. Kendrick Bourne is out. Juju's going to get more work. And I'm sitting Mac Jones and I'm sitting Zeke, obviously. What do you think?
Yeah, man, there was actually a lot of trade rumors about Zeke getting traded at the deadline. It didn't happen. But just the fact that they were talking about it makes me think that the usage he was getting might be dialed back a little bit. They obviously are not happy with how things are going. So I like it.
I like it too, buddy. I like it too. We got another question. Steven, what's going on, Steven? Thanks for popping in, buddy. Hit that like button for us. Help your boys out. Pick one, half PPR, Godwin, Rice, or Gus Edwards?
Yeah, I think especially in half PPR, and I hate to say this, but I'm going Gus Edwards here. He's had two great weeks in a row.
Yep.
And you got to ride that train.
Yes, sir. It's tough for me because the Bucs are playing the Texans, but I feel like you're right, buddy. You got to ride that train. Gus Edwards, I think, is the call here.
No doubt.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's move on, though, Trey, to the next game. We've got the Seahawks at the Ravens.
Over-under for this game is 43 points. Vegas have the Ravens picked to win by 5. No, give me the Seahawks. The Ravens have had their fun, but they need to take another L, and this is where they're going to get it.
They really, really have been up and down this season. Lamar has been good 1 week, terrible the next. But I'm still going to take the Ravens because I think this is a good week for him, buddy, going against the Seahawks. Are you mad at me, buddy, for that one?
No, I just think you're wrong.
Ooh, I guess we're going to see. Hey, who won that beer last week?
Me, I did, because Damian Pierce didn't do anything.
whatever. There's one in the fridge, buddy. You can grab one on the way out.
Heard that.
But yeah. Who you got for us to start?
So jumping into my Seahawks starts, Geno Smith in Superflex Leagues, I think is perfectly fine. Kenneth Walker, you got to start him up. Zach Charbonnet actually had more snap percentage last week. I don't know how that's going to change this week, but if you're desperate, I think you can flex him, but you know, don't expect nothing crazy. And DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett both are smash starts in this match.
Absolutely, buddy. I like it.
But jumping to my Ravens starts, Lamar Jackson is obviously a start. Gus Edwards, like we said, has been had a hot hand, so you keep riding that train. Zay Flowers is startable, and Mark Andrews. But that's all for me on the Ravens.
Yeah, I love what I've seen out of Zay Flowers, man, the rookie with Lamar. We didn't see Lamar running a lot last week, and even the broadcasters had mentioned it during the game. But I think he gets back to that against the Seahawks. He just needs to watch out because they got some great defensive weapons there for the Seahawks. And, you know, those guys are just waiting for homeboy to come through.
Yes, sir.
But I like it, buddy. I like it. Seahawks, Ravens, going to be a good one. I like it. Let's go ahead and move on to the next game. We got the Buccaneers at the Texans, Trey.
Over under for this game is 38.5 points. Vegas has the Texans picked to win by two.
You too?
No.
Oh, I thought you said that.
I have the Bucks to get the W.
Yes. Sorry, bro. I thought you said that, but it's fine. Yeah, I mean, if we can get the dub from anybody, it's got to be the Texans, right? I mean, the Texans have been on a downhill climb. The Bucks have also been on a decline, but they have moments just like the Texans. And I just think the Buccaneers have more moments and a better defense. And I think defense is going to win this game for us, Trey.
I actually think this is the first time this year that I've seen the Texans pick to win a game, though. So that's, that says something about what people are thinking about the Bucs. I still think they get the dub, though.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so. Let's get to some Buccaneers starts. I like Baker Mayfield against the Texans. I like Mike Evans, Chris Godwin. I even like Flex and old Rashad White. Rashad White has been better as of late. He's been doing well, running the ball well. I like him as a flex in this game. And in deeper leagues or tight end premium, I like Cade Otton also.
I like it.
Yes, sir. Let's go to the Texans now. Let's move it on to the Texans. I like CJ Stroud to get some work and do some things. Start Nico Collins. And that's going to bring me to my start of the week, Devin Singletary. look, Damian Pierce ain't there, so it's Singletary time.
Who was your start of the week last week?
Damian Pierce.
And boy, this week it's Devin Singletary.
Well, your boy got hurt, okay? That's why.
He lost the beer challenge. He's like, maybe Devin Singletary was right. No, I like it.
That's not it at all. But I also like starting Dalton Schultz in this game, Trey.
I can dig it, man. Yeah, I think Devin Singletary is a good start this week.
Yeah.
And last week.
Yeah. Okay, whatever. Let's go ahead and move it on, buddy, to the next game. We've got the Cardinals at the Browns.
Over-under for this game is 39.5 points. Vegas have the Browns picked to win by 8.5. Deshaun Watson is back. Give me the Browns.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I feel like you got to. I'm taking the Browns also in this game. Yeah, they can do it.
Jumping to my Cardinals starts. This is one of the reasons why I'm taking the Browns. Clayton Tune is starting for the Cardinals. You know, nothing exciting there. Amari DiMercato, their quote-unquote best running back right now, is also out of this game. So that's not looking good. Keontae Ingram is going to be the starting running back. I think you can flex him because he's the only guy in the backfield. Mm-hmm. Marquise Brown, you know, with Clayton Tune being out there, he's going to look for guys that that he can depend on. I think Marquise Brown is a dependable receiver, so I think he's flexible. But Michael Wilson is questionable. He hasn't practiced all week. I would keep him out of my lineups. And I think Trey McBride is probably my favorite start on the Cardinals side of the ball this week.
Absolutely, buddy. Trey McBride, tight end one last week. He's got a different quarterback this week, but I think Clayton Tune, he didn't look terrible when we seen him in the preseason. So maybe this guy comes in there and does good. At the very least, you could definitely start up the running back and Trey McBride because I feel like those two have to get work, Trey.
Exactly. But jumping to my Brown starts, like I said, Deshaun Watson is back. You got to fire him up. Jerome Ford is healthy and ready to go and playing in this game. But I think him and Kareem Hunt, I think, is going to be more of a split than what we would expect. I think they're both flexible, but I like Kareem Hunt for more touchdowns in this game.
Absolutely. That's just kind of always been Kareem Hunt's thing, Trey. He would, even with Nick Chubb in there, he would come in, Chubb would get it to the one, Kareem would run it in at the two. You know what I mean?
Exactly, exactly. But Amari Cooper, start him with confidence. Elijah Moore, I'm worried about his percentage because Deshaun Watson didn't really target him like the other guy did. Mm-hmm. But David Njoku, I still like as a start. And the Browns defense, if they're available in your league, snag them up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I like it. Yeah, so you think old Deshaun Watson comes back and clean house, huh?
I think he does enough to get the dub and be fantasy relevant. I can't talk great about Deshaun Watson, but I'll talk good about him.
Fair enough, buddy. Fair enough. We got a comment. Brad McCoy. What's up, guys? My 10 man is – oh, here we go, Trey – Purdy, Watson, Kenneth Walker, Pollard, Cup, Godwin, Hawkinson, Gus, the bus, Lockett with Jay Jettas out. I felt so good about my team until week five when Jetta got hurt. At 4-4, I'm riding or dying with this squad, Trey. What do you think?
Yeah, man, it's not a bad squad, honestly. You know, you've got to just stay on top of the waiver wire, work what you got. But you've got guys that are consistently putting up mediocre scores, but nobody that's just killing you. Obviously, Jay Jettas getting out hurts you. But, hey, you know, hopefully he comes back, even though Kirk Cousins is out. If he comes back, I think he'll still be very relevant for your team. But not a bad team, man. It really, you know, at 4-4, it doesn't sound like a great team. But I think you have the potential to do great down the road.
Absolutely, buddy. Absolutely. Pollard has really disappointed me this year, Trey.
Yeah, man.
I'm just going to throw that out there. I really thought him getting the work would make sense. And in my mind and everybody else's, it did. But Pollard has just been rough, man. Really rough.
And the whole Cowboys offense in general.
Yeah, you just never know what you're going to get out of them. You're right. But thank you for the question, guys. Don't forget to hit the like button. Subscribe if you are watching us on YouTube. We appreciate the love. Appreciate the love. But let's go to the next one, Trey. We've got the Colts at the Panthers.
Over-under for this game is 44 points. Vegas have the Colts picked to win by 2.5. And give me the Colts with the dub. The Panthers just, you know, they got their dub. I don't know if they'll get another one.
Yeah, it's tough, my friend, but I feel like the Colts got to take it as well, man. That just seems like their kind of game, just kind of almost a tune-up game, if you will. The Panthers' defense hasn't been very great, and I think Gardner Minshew tears it up, so I'm going Colts as well.
I like it.
Speaking of Gardner Minshew, going to the Colts side of the ball, start up Gardner Minshew. Like I said, against the Panthers, you got to do it. Jonathan Taylor, you got to start him up. He's been kind of on the welcome back Cotter tour, you know what I'm saying? And Jonathan Taylor's doing his thing. And Zach Moss, I mean, I feel like you got to just keep at least flexing this guy mm-hmm. until you can't no more. Until he gives you a reason not to. Keep old Zach Moss in there. And pity city, Michael Pittman has been okay. I don't hate starting him this week in this game.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Yes, sir. Going to the Panthers starts. Chuba Hubbard has been named the starter of this team. Miles Sanders getting kicked back in the depth chart. So start Chuba Hubbard. And I'm not touching Miles Sanders. I've got him in a couple leagues. I'm kind of worried. I mean, I've almost hit that drop button a few times, you know, but I'm just like, as soon as I drop him, he's going to just go off. You know what I mean? So I'm just going to hold, but I'm really, really thinking about it. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I don't blame you, man. It's hard to drop running backs right now, especially, but I definitely wouldn't start that dude.
Exactly. You got to start Adam Thielen. Dude has been insane this year. And Jonathan Mingo, did you know he's playing 99% of the snaps? That's amazing, Trey. So I like him as a flex in this, you know, bye week we got going on, and you have no other choice. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think Jonathan Mingo has a really exciting second half of the season. I think he really picks it up on this offense, so I like it.
Yeah, for sure. Bryce Young and them hopefully starting to figure it out. They got a dub under their belt, man. Now they need to just keep this thing rolling.
No doubt, no doubt.
Colts and the Panthers, that's a game I'm actually pretty excited to see, Trey.
Yeah, man, I think it's going to be a competitive, good game to watch. You know, a lot of the Panthers games have been kind of a beatdown, but I think this one's going to be at least competitive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's go on to the next game, Trey. We've got the Giants at the Raiders.
Over-under for this game is 38.5 points. Vegas have the Raiders picked to win by 3.5. Not on my watch. The Giants get the dub here. Daniel Jones is back.
Ooh, Daniel Jones is back. So it's time to be scared, huh?
That's right, baby.
Yeah, the Raiders' offense has looked terrible. So terrible, in fact, that their head coach, Josh McDaniels, got fired. Who knows, maybe the interim head coach comes in and changes things up, but I just don't see a world where the Giants don't win this game, Trey.
Hey, I did watch the interview with the interim head coach, and I mean, he looked hard, bro. He looked ready to roll. He was like, I grew up in these streets. I know what this is about. It's football time, baby. We're getting it done. Like, it was intense. I liked it.
Well, that makes me want to change my pick. The Raiders gets, no, I'm just kidding. I'm still going to go Giants. But that makes me second guess it. I'm not going to lie to you.
Well, we'll talk about it here in a minute. But jumping into my Giants starts, Daniel Jones is back. I think you got to fire him up in Superflex leagues. It's hard out here in these streets for quarterbacks, and Daniel Jones is competent at best. Saquon Barkley, you got to start this dude up. Wandale Robinson, you know, it actually worries me with Daniel Jones coming back, but I still think he is flexible. Darren Waller is out of this game, and I'm not mad if you start Daniel Bellinger at tight end if you're struggling.
Yeah, for sure. I actually picked up Daniel Bellinger in a couple of leagues. I like Daniel Bellinger. We've seen him come in and do some things, man. Daniel Jones knows him. They have a good chemistry. I agree with you about Daniel Bellinger, man.
No doubt, no doubt. But jumping to my Raiders starts, and another reason why I picked the Giants is Jimmy G has lost his job to Aiden O'Connell, who is now the man in the backfield, and that scares me.
Yeah, it definitely does. Maybe it's good news for Josh Jacobs owners by chance, but if that offensive line ain't blocking, then it ain't going to help anybody.
But, you know, maybe it's good news for the whole team. I mean, they obviously moved him, Jimmy G, out for a reason. They want to get better. Hopefully that happens. I still think you can start Josh Jacobs. Devontae Adams, I think you have to start him. And Jacoby Myers is still doing his thing flex-worthy. I don't want to start Michael Mayer until I can see what Aiden can do with him. I do like him, but he just hasn't shown enough. But I really want to see what Aiden O'Connell is going to do on this offense. But outside, you know, Josh Jacobs, Devontae Adams, Jacoby Myers are kind of just like must-starts regardless.
For sure, for sure. Yeah, Jacoby Myers, I mean, you think with Aiden O'Connell, he still does his thing and gets enough points?
Man, just the way that he runs his routes, I think that Aiden O'Connell is going to be aiming for the open guy, and Jacoby Myers knows how to get open.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a great point. Over the middle, I love Jacoby Myers. Has been one of those standout guys this year who nobody saw coming. I love when that happens because 9 times out of 10, he's on my team, Trey.
There you go.
Giants at the Raiders. I'm kind of interested to see that one. I'm not going to lie to you. Tommy popping in. Yo, yo. What's up, Tommy?
What up, Tommy?
Good to see you, buddy. Yo, I need a running back and a flex. Gabe Davis, Hunt, Henderson, James Cook, pick two.
Oof. Man, yeah. This is tough. This is tough.
So bad because last week I told him not to start Gabe Davis, and for some reason Gabe Davis did his thing here.
Yeah, and I think Gabe Davis has to be your flex this week, you know, with this big game that we're going to talk about here in a little bit, the Bills versus the Bengals. I think it's just going to be a high offensive game. I think you have to start up Gabe Davis here. As for your running back between Hunt Henderson and James Cook, you know, I think Hunt has the touchdown upside, but I think I lean James Cook.
I lean James Cook also. It's just James Cook. The Bills and James Cook have a strange relationship. Like, you never know how they're going to use him. I think they're going to need him in this game against the Bengals, and that's why I think James Cook's going to get a lot of not just running back yards, but receiving yards. So keep an eye on James Cook there. I like it. Gabe Davis, James Cook, go with the Bills.
Yeah, especially, you know, Sunday Night Football against the Bengals. I just think this is going to be a very good game for fantasy, and I want as many pieces in it as I can have.
Absolutely, absolutely. Oh, what's happening? RGQ, what's happening? Who should I start this week? Tank Dell, Rashee Rice, Jahan Dotson, half-point PPR, Trey.
Yeah, I'm going Jahan Dotson here. I know Tank Dell had a better week last week, but Jahan Dotson had a great week last week. Curtis Samuel is out. Give me Jahan Dotson.
I agree. Go Dotson for sure. I agree, buddy. Thank you for the question, guys. Again, please don't forget to hit the like button for us, man. Get this video out to all the people out there so they can get on here, get their questions answered, and show some love to you boys.
Yes, sir.
Let's go to the next game, Trey. And this was in contention to be the Manscaped game of the week, but didn't quite make the cut. You hate to see that happen. We've got the Cowboys at the Eagles.
Over-under for this game is 46.5 points. Vegas have the Eagles picked to win by 3. And y'all know me, baby. Fly, Eagles, fly.
So, Cowboys, Eagles. If I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, who do I think could win this game? It has got to be the team that went out last week and laid 48 points. I'm taking the Cowboys in this game.
Hit the gag bag one time for the Cowboys, Dub.
I apologize. Oh,
that's gross.
That's how bad I hate the Eagles.
Gross.
I see your questions down there, buddy. I'm going to get them. Let's go through some Cowboys starts. First, Cowboys starts. I like Dak Prescott in this game against the Eagles. I like Tony Pollard. I think he does have a good game. Maybe not an amazing game, but a good enough game to be relevant. Start CeeDee Lamb because this dude went off last week. And if you didn't start him last week, you're probably kicking yourself this week. So flex Brandon Cooks. I feel like Dak is starting to realize Brandon Cooks' full potential. So I like flexing old Brandon Cooks this week, Trey.
Yeah, man, all I got to say is big play Slay might hurt old CeeDee Lamb's fantasy points this week.
You think Slay gets one on him?
I think he's going to put it on him, yeah. but I do like Brandon Cooks as a flex. I like that a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go to some Eagles starts here. Start nobody on the Eagles. I'm just kidding. Start Jalen Hurts. Start DeAndre Swift. A.J. Brown has been a monster. You got to start A.J. Brown up. Devonta Smith. This feels like one of the weeks where you could start up Devonta Smith. And Dallas Goedert, I think you got to keep riding the Goedert train.
No doubt. So just start all them Eagles, baby.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, they're just going to be running the ball anyway, but somehow it'll work out for you. Don't worry. RGQ says, thanks. I was thinking Dotson too. Yeah, buddy, that just felt like the right move. Let's see. Sorry for the other question. I also got Palmer and Curtis Samuel.
Well, Curtis Samuel is out this week, and Joshua Palmer is questionable.
Yep.
So I'm still leaning Dotson over all those guys.
Yeah, for sure. Yep, absolutely. But yeah, let's get to Sunday Night Football. This is one I'm super excited about, Trey. We've got the DeMar Hamlin game. Revenge game? I don't know if you'd say that exactly. Yeah,
just finally time to watch it. We've been waiting over a year.
Yeah, it just feels like it. We've got the Bills at the Bengals in prime time.
Over-under for this game is 47 points. Vegas have the Bengals picked to win by 1.5. But I like the Bills to get the justice here and get the dub.
Okay. The Bills have been on fire. So I could see why you might think that, Trey. But I'm taking the Bengals in this game.
I knew it.
The Bengals have also been on an uphill climb, and I think the Bengals figure it out, Trey.
But jumping into my Bills starts, got to start Josh Allen, got to start James Cook. Stephon Diggs, it's looked rough, but you got to start him. Gabe Davis, I think, is a great start this week. Even Khalil Shakir, I think, is a good flex in PPR formats. And Dalton Kincaid is that dude at tight end, so you put him in.
You need to put Kincaid in. This guy has been amazing. I love the Gabe Davis starting this week. I like it, buddy. I like it.
Jumping to my Bengals starts, Joe Burrow, got to start him up. Joe Mixon is questionable with a chest issue, but he did practice in full on Thursday. I think he's going to play. You start this dude up if he does. Jamar Chase, got to start him up. T. Higgins, you need to start. Tyler Boyd, Nerv Smith, I'm going to go ahead and bench this week.
Yeah, it sucks. But Irv Smith, I felt like this guy was going to come into the league and really do things. I think this is at his second, maybe a third team, I believe. And it just seems like he just isn't finding his place in this thing. Man, it sucks.
No doubt. No doubt.
But I like the rest of it. I like the rest of it. Bills, Bengals. I can't wait for that one, Trey.
Bills, Bengals, ball.
Yeah. RGQ says, thoughts on Waller. Thinking of sending him off. I just picked up Kincaid to play this week. Think I can get a good price for Waller.
Well, with him being out and hurt, it is going to decrease his price a little bit. But there's somebody out there that is streaming tight end every week and are so getting tired of getting goose eggs put up. So somebody would be willing to pay for Waller. I guarantee it. And I like Kincaid rest of the season.
I agree, man. I think people will bite on Waller for sure. Cause a lot of people play fantasy, the names, bro. Mm-hmm. Waller, what? Even me for a split second, I'm like, Waller, I might want a piece of that. I do have a piece of that action. No, I did. I sent him away a couple weeks ago with a great trade. So I think you need to just, throw some stuff out there, see what you can get, make your team better while getting rid of Waller and sticking with Kincaid. I like it.
No doubt.
But let's go ahead and move on to Monday Night Football. This week, we've got the Chargers at the Jets.
Over under for this game is 42 points. Vegas have the Chargers picked to win by 1.5. But, man, I got to root for the Jets, man. I'm loving the Jets this year, even with Aaron Rodgers out. I mean, this team is just exciting to watch. Zach Wilson is really stepping it up to a level that I did not think that he had. I'm not saying he's amazing, but he's definitely stepped up for this offense.
I think old Aaron Rodgers whispered some sweet nothings into his ear during camp and all that, and I think he actually listened. Maybe with coaches and whatnot, it's harder for him to listen, but with somebody who he feels like is his peer, I don't know. Maybe it's kind of stuck in there a little bit. And maybe Rodgers just knew things, from a quarterback's perspective that could just really just made it click for him. You know, he has his moments of really goodness, but you could see the old Zach Wilson in him during the games. And that's why I'm taking the Chargers for the dub in this game.
I feel you.
I know you do, buddy. I know you do. But let's get to some Chargers starts. Justin Herbert, start him up. Austin Eckler is back. Got to start him up. Keenan Allen, I think he's like wide receiver 7 on the year right now. So Keenan Allen, man, you got to definitely keep starting him up. Gerald Everett, another one who's back. Donald Parham, I wouldn't start him anymore. Gerald Everett, if you need a good tight end stream, I think he'd be a good stream this week, Trey.
No doubt. No doubt. I like it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Moving to the Jets, Breece Hall, Garrett Wilson. That's all I feel comfortable starting over there, Trey.
No doubt.
I mean, you agree with that?
Yeah.
Tough.
It's tough.
Even though you got a crush on Zach Wilson?
I like watching. Really, I got a crush on Robert Saleh, to be honest.
Yeah, he is pretty awesome. But, yeah.
I like it.
I do. I do, too. That's why I said it. let's see. Artist over on YouTube. What's up? Thoughts on dropping Jeff Wilson or Roshan for Singletary?
I think you can happily drop Jeff Wilson for Singletary. I'm hanging on to Roshan.
Yep, absolutely. I'm sticking with Roshan too. Jeff Wilson, yeah, I definitely think you could drop him. A-Chain's coming back. Khalil Herbert may be coming back soon, but Roshan has been doing his thing. So I'm sticking with Roshan. RGQ says, how do y'all play kickers? Who would you start between Aubrey, Group, or Hopkins? I think he meant how. Hey, do y'all play kickers, right? So who would you start, Trey? We got Brandon Aubrey. We got Group. We got Hopkins.
Man, it's crazy with kickers. We play in a lot of leagues with kickers, but I'm one of those guys that I kind of just look at matchups and I look at who they're going against. And I base that on, if it's going to be a heavily defensive game, are they going to kick a lot of field goals? What's the weather look like? I mean, all these things take into play here. Mm-hmm. But looking at the guys you got, I think I'm leaning Hopkins here.
Are you? Isn't Aubrey's Dallas, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Aubrey, actually, because of the matchup with the Eagles.
Yeah, defense. You're right. That's mm-hmm. I didn't think about that. I do actually like that more. That Cowboys-Eagles game, I guarantee you, is going to have a lot of field goals.
Exactly. It's just, you could just feel it. But yeah, we definitely do play kickers. I mean, we're in a few leagues that don't have kickers, but that's not because of us, because we want those kickers. We are very kicker friendly on this show, aren't we, Trey?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you guys for watching the show today. Don't forget to hit the like button for you boys. Subscribe to the show if you have not done so already. We have got a mystery signed jersey giveaway coming up very soon. You got to be a subscriber and have the notification bells on to get in on that action. Keep watching. We're going to tell you how to win it. And guys, don't forget, if you want some one-on-one action from your boys, go to Patreon. Ours has launched. You go patreon.com/fourthandflex. We're going to help you with your team. You're going to be our buddy. You're going to join our family. Come on in. And don't forget, Trey,
we got merch.
Yes, we do. We got some merch. We got shirts, hats, anything I can slap a logo on, you could kindly buy from us down in the description. All kinds of good stuff there. I love it. I love it. I love it. RGQ, thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Hey, we appreciate you, my friend. We appreciate you. And we appreciate everybody who watched the show today. Thank you guys so much for watching. And we shall see thee on the next one.
Peace out.
You've been listening to the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.
And here we go, here we go.
If you love anything and everything pro football, then you've found your new home. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We know we had a blast. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, questions and comments at fourthandflex@gmail.com. Find us on Instagram at fourthandflex and on Twitter at fourthandflexpod. See you next time on the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.